I'm Matthew Smith, Vermont Edition producer, and I wanted to let you know that the podcast you're about to listen to has been edited for clarity and brevity. Thanks for listening and enjoy.
This is Vermont Edition. I'm Bob Kinzel. Former Vice President Joe Biden is taking a commanding lead in the race to win the Democratic presidential nomination. Biden followed up his strong showing on Super Tuesday with a number of wins on Tuesday night, including Michigan. After his victories, Biden described his campaign as a way to bring the country together after three and a half years of divisiveness by President Trump. Meanwhile, speaking yesterday at a press availability in Burlington, Sanders says he remains convinced that he is the best Democratic candidate to run against Trump.
This election is the one that has character on the ballot. The character of the candidates, the character of the nation is on the ballot. It's more than a comeback, in my view, our campaign. It's a comeback for the soul of this nation. This campaign is taking off, and I believe we're going to do well from this point on.
Donald Trump must be defeated, and I will do everything in my power to make that happen. On Sunday night, in the first one-on-one debate of this campaign, the American people will have the opportunity to see which candidate is best positioned to accomplish that goal.
Sanders went on to list the issues that he plans to bring up at that debate on Sunday night: health care, immigration, college debt, climate change, and criminal justice reform. And then next Tuesday, there are major primaries in Ohio, Florida, Illinois, Georgia, and Arizona. And the question might be, will Sanders be able to regain some of his earlier momentum in this race? And what happens if he's not able to? These are some of the questions we have for our guest today. Joining us, former Governor Peter Shumlin. He's a strong supporter of Joe Biden's. And Chittenden Senator Chris Pearson, who is a big backer of Bernie Sanders. Great to have you both on the program today.
Thanks, Bob.
Thanks for having us.
I do want to mention that VPR initially had Lieutenant Governor David Zuckerman set up to appear on today's show to debate in favor of Senator Bernie Sanders, and Mr. Zuckerman pledged to keep his comments focused on the national political race. But given his candidacy for governor, VPR decided his appearance on the show could be perceived as giving his campaign a platform not enjoyed by opposing candidates. And with that in mind, we asked Senator Pearson to step in, and we're very grateful that Senator Pearson accepted our offer. So let's start off with both of you, just getting a sense why you're supporting the candidate that you are. What do you think are the compelling reasons why your candidate would be the strongest person for the Democrats to run against President Trump in November? Senator Pearson?
Thanks, Bob, and I'm glad to pinch hit anytime. I think campaigns, you know, every 4 years, they seem to drag on forever, are fundamentally a chance for the country to take stock and pick a direction. And what we've seen this year has been maybe especially intense because of Trump being in the White House as an unusual kind of character and dynamic for us. But we can't overlook many facets of reality in our country. Crumbling infrastructure, deep, deep income inequality, the horrors of the climate emergency. And I think when you know, one of the interesting dynamics of the coronavirus, which is really scary and changing hourly here, lays bare the need for strong communities and our ability to depend on each other. We need free tests, right? Literally a debate in this country that no other country is having, because every other advanced country recognizes Medicare for All, some kind of universal system. Medicare for All, we're paying twice as much as any other country. Worse outcomes, wage protection, sick leave, family leave, the deep impact of our economy that is leaving so many behind. Those issues don't just evaporate because we're all a little freaked out about Trump. And I think we need to look at those questions. I think you have a clear, moral, visionary leader in Bernie Sanders, and somebody who frankly brings people who have long ago given up on our political process to the table, gets them fired up, and that is the way we not only defeat Trump but begin to heal some of the many, many wounds that we have all around our country.
Governor Shumlin, why is Joe Biden the strongest Democrat to run in November?
Well, you know, I agree with Chris. We have never had a president as frightening, as scary, and as destructive as the one we have right now. And I think that all of us, Chris and myself and every single sane person in this country, including independents and some Republicans, are going to coalesce behind whoever wins this nomination because Trump's got to go. Having said that, I am really excited about Joe Biden's candidacy. I want to make clear I'm a big Bernie supporter. I've supported him in his Senate runs. I work closely with him as governor. I have tremendous respect for him. I hope Vermont will continue to send him to the Senate to represent us. I know we will. Having said that, the question for a president is, as a governor, you know, you work really closely with presidents. I, as you know, worked very close with Barack Obama. I watched him over the time, my three terms as governor. That is the toughest job in the world. And the question is, who is the right person to do the toughest job in the world at a time where it's never been tougher because Trump has undermined the basic values that hold us together as a country? Why Joe Biden? First of all, he has tremendous experience. Secondly, he has a vision not only to do all the things that Chris just spoke about, obviously address infrastructure, income inequality, climate change, health care, Medicare for all, but also to do it in a pragmatic way that actually gets it to happen instead of simply having unattainable goals. So he'll get it done. Secondly, he has tremendous respect as a world leader. The rest of the world is looking at us right now like we've gone crazy. As you know, in my job at Putney Student Travel, National Geographic, New York Times Student Journeys, I travel all the time. I have never traveled the world at a time where people are more concerned about the greatest democracy in the world. So why Joe Biden? He has the experience, the vision, the compassion, and the ability to work together with people, bring people from different perspectives together to get things done. And I just think he's absolutely the right candidate for this Trumpian era.
Governor Shumlin, you may feel that you've been a big supporter of Bernie Sanders over the years, but you did say some pretty harsh things about him in an article in Politico this fall. You said, quote, Sanders has a history of lashing out at Democrats because he feels holier than the rest. And you said in the controversy that Bernie Sanders had with Elizabeth Warren, you said, quote, what you're seeing now is in the end, even if he considers you a friend like Elizabeth Warren, Bernie will come first. That's the pattern we've seen over the years in Vermont. And that's what we're seeing now nationally. Those are pretty tough words.
Tough, but I think accurate. I mean, I'm going to stand by those statements. Listen, we're going to see right now what Bernie decides to do. And he can either, assuming that things keep going the way they've been going of late in the last few weeks, he can either pull together the progressive folks in America to help defeat Trump, or he can continue to push issues that are important to Bernie Sanders. I'm not suggesting they're not important to the rest of the country. But I do believe that Bernie's lack of enthusiasm for Hillary Clinton helped to elect Trump. And the question is, can we now pull together as a party and defeat the most destructive president in American history? Frankly, I think Bernie will, and I think we will.
Let's go to our callers. We've got a bunch of folks who'd like to comment on this today and start with Jim, who's calling from West Burke. Hi, Jim. Welcome to the program.
Hi. I'm 64 years old. I'm from Brooklyn, and I've lived up here since 1969. And even though I support Bernie almost 100%, I think Joe Biden is the person that can make America normal again. And I think that's what the American people want and need at this moment more than anything else.
Okay, Jim, thanks very much for your phone call. You know, it's interesting, Senator Pearson, in his press availability yesterday, Senator Sanders talked about the generational debate that's going on in this country. And he said, you know, if you look at the demographics, a lot of young people are supporting the Sanders campaign, but he's having difficulty with older voters. Why do you think there's that kind of split?
Well, I think it's it's not one reason, obviously, but as Jim sort of alludes to, I think there's a level at which there's fatigue from Americans as we've watched this White House and Trump just desecrate things that are norms. And so maybe there's a desire for some comfort food, and perhaps Joe Biden offers that, right? He's a good dish of mac and cheese, if you like. But the generational divide is one that we have to pay attention to and actually informs the goal of Jim and Governor Shumlin and all of us, which is defeating Trump. And it's remarkable, consistent across states. 45 and under, 2-1 for Bernie. 45 and older, 2-1 for Biden. So let's talk about that, because at the end of the day, turnout is how you win elections, right? If turnout's sleepy, we see this in our own states, we see this across the country, then you're way less likely to remove an incumbent. So what does turnout hinge on? Turnout hinges on youth voters, and turnout hinges on independents. Now, seniors who have not so far taken to Bernie are a very reliable voting bloc, particularly for Democrats often, particularly older African Americans are pretty reliable Democratic voters. These folks are going to have to do what young people and I have done my entire adult life, which is hold my nose and vote for the Democratic candidate. If it in this case is Bernie Sanders, not their first choice. Young people and independents, and by the way, Bernie has won independents in every state that's voted yet this year pretty strongly and clearly is 2-1 with young people. Those are the folks that we risk keeping at home. And that's where I think the electability argument tips to Bernie. These folks will be motivated to come out for Bernie. Now, I will also admit,
if you look at the states that have voted so far, we haven't seen this big turnout of young people that Bernie's been counting on.
Well, you're comparing it probably to 4 years ago when they were also motivated and coming out for Bernie. But I think it's a fair point, Bob, that you know getting young people engaged in our confusing primary process has not been as easy as we hope. Where you clearly saw in 2008, the coalition that Obama put together had a strong youth turnout. That's the kind of coalition that I see Bernie in the movement behind Bernie.
Governor Shulman, why do you think there's this generational divide? Why do you think Joe Biden appeals so much more to older voters and doesn't do that well with younger voters?
Well, let me just first respond to Senator Pearson's assessment that youth voters and independents are where it's at. I actually agree with that, but he's left out one really important group that frankly is leaving Bernie out. It's African Americans. Democrats do not win the presidency without enthusiastic support from African Americans. What I kept saying in New Hampshire and Iowa, which I expected Biden not to do well in, is let's just wait till we get to a state that looks more like America. And we've got to remember that, yes, we've got to bring in youth voters. You're right, Bob. It's hard to get them to show up for any candidate. But what really matters is that we have the rainbow that makes up the Democratic Party and makes up America excited about a candidate. And I don't think the Sanders folks can deny at this point that that candidate is Joe Biden. And by the way, that's earned. It's because he has been fighting all his life for equality, for civil rights, for folks who don't have a voice. I just want to say, I want to respond a little bit to Senator Pearson's comments about, you know, holding his nose and voting and so on and so forth. That is exactly what got us Donald Trump. Let's be clear about this. If we can't coalesce behind a candidate, whoever it is, and I will work my tail off if it's Bernie Sanders, I will work my tail off if it was any of the other candidates, I will definitely work my tail off for Joe Biden. But the point is, the stakes have never been higher. Are we really going to argue now about how we differ on small nuances of issues that we've got to move forward to make this country a really strong country again after Trump has destroyed it? I don't think we can afford to do that. So I just want to go to the issues here for a minute. When you talk about health care, yeah, we all agree. Medicare for all matters. But what Joe Biden is saying, and so did Pete, and so did so many other candidates, let's get there by making it an option, not taking away people's private insurance because there are 160 million Americans you're really going to piss off. And let's have people buy in, and that will move us to Medicare for all. If you look at climate change, come on. Biden was over there with me in Paris fighting for the Paris Climate Accord. He gets that we've got to move immediately to get off coal and oil. So does Bernie. We agree on those issues. So we can go through income inequality, all the issues that we care about in this country. The nuances between Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders are teeny. compared to the nuances between Donald Trump and any of our candidates. And we've got to stop the rhetoric that they aren't great enough and find ways to get really excited about beating Donald Trump. Because if we don't, four more years of Donald Trump, I say this nation is unrecognizable.
This goes to a point that Governor Shulman's making is kind of like younger people in particular, this coalition that's a big part of Bernie's movement, have to understand the lay of the land. And I think they understand all too well. And they don't see a risk supporting Bernie, because what's the risk? That we won't get Medicare for all? That we won't pass a Green New Deal? That we won't feel the crushing burden of student debt be lifted? There's no risk there. The risk is that people aren't inspired to fight for these things. Bernie has laid this bare, that we are standout in the advanced world, denying our people these very basic elementary things like paid sick leave, like the right to go get a free test when there's a virus that is a pandemic. You know, we can take care of ourselves way better than we are doing. We do need to look at the divide, and I am confident that Bernie will do everything he can to bring his movement behind Biden, and I personally will be glad to support Joe Biden if he's the nominee. But we also need to look at some of what is driving the fact that 40% of our voters stay home. They've given up. They've checked out because they have not had leadership in this country in a meaningful way that stands up for their interests.
Let's get a call in from Kimberly in Montpelier. Hi, Kimberly. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. It's a really good conversation. I'm calling for some personal reasons. One is I'm a medical provider, and I've been working in the Central Vermont area for actually 33 years in the same clinic in Plainfield. And if it wasn't for Bernie and the work that he has done to help us become what's called an FQHC or a federally qualified health center, he's a very big supporter. If it wasn't for Bernie, I can't tell you what the state of affairs would be in the Central Vermont area compared to not having our health center. And I just want to give a shout out to Bernie. I think he's doing a great job. I think that he comes off as kind of angry sometimes, and I'm hoping he can kind of rein it in and become, just show that passion without the anger, because he feels so strongly about this. And I think he's way more capable of standing up to Trump than Joe Biden, who's Mr. Vanilla. That's all I can say.
All right, Kimberly, thanks very much for your phone call. Senator Pearson, if I remember correctly, in order for Senator Sanders to vote for the Affordable Care Act, which was quite different than his plan of Medicare for all, he insisted on billions of dollars for the federally qualified health care centers that Kimberly is talking about. Do I have that right?
Yeah, rural health care has always been a big priority for Bernie, and he's a shrewd negotiator, right? And this is why his leadership is exciting for a lot of us. Absolutely. And he's a pragmatic guy, right? His deal with John McCain to protect veterans and update veteran benefits. John McCain was saying in the media, boy, he is one tough negotiator. You need a fighter. You need an absolute fighter to take on Trump, and you need someone that people can trust. And we've seen this here in Vermont. I think when I was 25 years old in 1998 when I worked for Bernie, and he was the first person to ever take me to Lindenville, and we were walking around the green after a parade, and I'll never forget this. I hold on to the stories. Kind of working class guy comes up to us, and I barely knew Bernie at this time, so my eyes were wide open. And this guy says, "You know, Bernie, I disagree with you on just about everything, and I vote for you every time." And I sort of turn, wow, what's Bernie going to say? And Bernie says, "Well, why?" And the guy says, "I know right where you're coming from. These other people, I don't have a clue." And I think that is a prevailing sentiment around voters. That's why Bernie wins every town in the state, you know, despite having 50 Republican representatives in the state house. Bernie wins all their towns. Why is that happening? There's a trust. There's an authenticity that Bernie brings that is, I think, the weight you need to bring to counter Trump.
Today, we're looking at the Democratic presidential race. Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden are the last two major candidates to be seeking the Democratic nomination. We should mention that Hawaii Representative Tulsi Gabbard does have two delegates, so she is still in the race, although with two delegates, probably not going to be able to influence the outcome, but one never knows. With us today, Chittenden Senator Chris Pearson, who's a strong supporter of Bernie Sanders, and former Governor Peter Shumlin, who is a strong supporter of Joe Biden's. And we want to mention at this time also that there are enormous concerns, and we heard some of them today about, among many Democrats, that it may be difficult to bring these two sides together once one of those candidates receives a majority of the delegates. Now, if you look back at the 2016 race, when it's believed that as many as 10% of Sanders voters either voted for Trump, supported Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or did not vote at all in the presidential race. And that's important because just 77,000 votes determined the outcome of three states and therefore the election. On Tuesday night, CNN commentator Van Jones highlighted what he feels is a major problem facing the Democrats if Joe Biden wins the Democratic nomination.
I think this is a very dangerous moment for the Democratic Party. You have now an insurgency that's about to be defeated. What do you do with the people that you defeat? There was a hope on the part of a lot of young people they had a champion. You got young people who are graduating with $250,000 in debt. You got young people with a lot of pain, and they had a champion. Mm-hmm. And they thought that they were going to be able to surround a divided establishment with their movement, crush that divided establishment, and move forward. Instead, the establishment united and stopped them. Now what do you do? Last time Bernie Sanders got beaten, there was an assumption that all these people were just going to fall in line and vote against Trump. And there was not enough care for the concern and the pain of his base.
Governor Shumlin, what about these concerns? Do you think the Biden campaign, if the former vice president turns out to be the nominee, is going to be able to reach out to a lot of the Sanders supporters?
Absolutely. And I just want to back up on just what Van Jones just said. Listen, I kind of disagree with him. We've seen the highest turnout in primaries over the last few weeks that we've seen in many, many years. Frankly, a lot of them are beating the turnouts for Barack Obama. So I would just argue with the premise that people are apathetic and not turning out. Yes, we need to bring in young people. But let me tell you the difference between this election and 4 years ago. The difference is Donald Trump. And I don't think there's a reasonable person on this earth who thinks that 4 more years of Donald Trump is a sensible choice for America to make. What we have to remember about Joe Biden is he's not Hillary Clinton. I know him well. I've worked closely with him. I would say of all the people that I've worked with in politics, he is among the top five of the most compassionate, honest, straightforward, straight-talking, visionary people that I've worked with. This vanilla analogy just does not match the candidate who's running. He doesn't have the normal ambition of a lot of politicians I've worked with. He doesn't have the sort of the self-importance that you sometimes see in candidates. What Joe Biden cares about is putting his country back together again. And he's gotten there the hard way, through a lot of tragedy in his own life. I think that young voters, as they get to know Joe Biden, are going to get excited about a choice between Biden and Trump. And I think that's not a problem for us this time, as long as we ensure that we include Bernie and Bernie's ideas in the agenda that's going to be taken to the White House when we defeat Trump. And my point is, Biden and Bernie do not agree, I mean, do not disagree on the big issues. They might disagree on the best ways to get there, but they don't look at each other and go, wow, I really disagree with you on health care. I disagree with you on lifting up those who are struggling. I disagree with you on getting rid of the tax policy for the rich that Trump has made so beautiful for them. I disagree with you on climate change. These are two people who agree, who respect each other. Bernie has said he has a lot of respect for Joe Biden. Biden has said he has a lot of respect for Bernie. I think that we're creating a problem that's not going to exist.
Senator Pearson, what are your thoughts about that? Let's just say for the sake of discussion that Joe Biden turns out to win the most delegates and has a majority of delegates and, in fact, is the Democratic presidential nominee. What's it going to take from this, from the aspect of the perspective of the Sanders supporters to win them over? What does Joe Biden have to do to win them over? Does he have to do something?
He sure does. And I actually do agree with Governor Shulman. He does have that ability, although there are plenty of videos out there that sort of his long – of Biden's long record in as a senator that could be used against him. And of course, Trump is not going to be tender about rolling them out, whether it's Anita Hill, whether it's his calls to cut Social Security and Medicaid, on and on and on. But I do think that Biden has the ability to connect with people. We saw that when he visited Burlington a few years ago. He's a likable guy. So I have some faith, but young people in particular haven't felt heard or responded to in the political process in many, many years, and they respond to people being authentic and offering up real ideas to tackle the climate emergency. I mean, Joe Biden's climate plan is about 10% of the cost of Bernie Sanders' Green New Deal. Joe Biden's got to do better there. He's got to look at student debt. He's got to look at tuition-free higher ed, really give people something to rally around.
Do you agree with Governor Shumlin that unlike 4 years ago, people might not have been fully aware of what a Trump presidency would be like? Now they have almost 4 years of experiencing it, and that could influence how they vote?
For sure. But I think one of my critiques of Hillary Clinton's campaign was in some ways the campaign boiled down to, you're not going to vote for that guy, are you? That is not a compelling message, and it's not going to be a compelling message this year. And so I think we have to learn those lessons, be aggressive, reach out to working people, and build a coalition of young people, working people. People are too often forgotten.
Let's go back to our call. Yes, go ahead.
Just quickly respond to something there. One of the things we got to look at is the facts. The people that are showing up in these primaries for Joe Biden in unprecedented numbers, in addition to African Americans, are white, working, uneducated, non-college degree Americans. I mean, that's who Joe Biden has always appealed to. That's who he is. He was always the poorest guy in the U.S. Senate. He was always the only politician who hadn't made $1 million, you know. My point is, Joe Biden absolutely can get those voters, and that's why he's winning the states that he is right now. That's why you see him romping through Mississippi and you see him romping through the states he's winning.
Let's go back to our callers and talk to John, who's calling from Williston. Hey, John, welcome to the program.
Hey, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. I've got a question for Governor Shumlin. My question has to do with, as an independent voter who's pretty committed to voting for anyone who beats Trump, watching these debates, Biden's performances have been almost concerning at times. He seems to open up with a broad statement and then almost trail off, and it really doesn't seem like he's his same self of old.
So let me just...
And I'll take my answer off here.
Thanks for calling. I'm glad you brought that up. Listen, I've known Joe Biden for a long time. What you have to understand is he's always been like that in debates. That is not his strength. Joe's strength is one-on-one. If this was going to be won by debates, Bernie Sanders would be the nominee. Full stop. So the question is, do debates elect presidents? I say, fortunately, not. So the bottom line is you're not going to ever watch a debate with Joe Biden and go, wow, that was the best debate I ever saw. Why? As you know, he was born with an intense stutter. Speaking, after you've had an intense stutter and getting to the point where you speak as well and as clearly and as beautiful as he does, you always carry that fear, just like I always carry the fear as a dyslexic of someone asking me to spell potato, okay? So all I'm saying is we've all got our strengths and weaknesses. Joe Biden has extraordinary strengths. Debating is not ever going to be one of them. And the good news is if you won primaries or general elections because of debates, he wouldn't be the nominee. I think he's going to be, and he's going to beat Trump.
Senator Pearson, there is a debate coming up on Sunday night. It's going to be the first one-on-one debate for Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden. What's at stake for Bernie Sanders on Sunday night?
One of the things that, you know, I guess I'd just disagree on a small point Governor Shumlin makes is debates don't matter. Michael Bloomberg might say otherwise.
Well, yeah, that's true. But there were other problems there too, like trying to buy an election.
Yeah, really. And you know, there's another good example of where Bernie does come across, I think, to a lot of the political class as a threat because he's sworn off super PACs. He's sworn off corporate money. He's managed to, by the way, raise more money than anybody else and have more donors than anybody else. Again, and it speaks to the excitement. What's at stake Sunday, I think, and I've been noticing, having known Bernie for some time, as a lot of us do here in Vermont, it's such a performance. It's such an art of performance. The future of the country holds in, did you have a good night, you know? Bernie, at times when you watch him in long-form debates or long-form interviews where he can really dig in, actually Fox News town hall the other day, he was great. He came across calm. He talked clearly about his issues and he resonated with why he's doing this. That's not always been the case. He's got to come across calmly with the Bernie that we know when we see him at the supermarket and plainly lay in front of people, and maybe there'll be another twist in this campaign.
Governor Shulman, what's at stake for Joe Biden in this debate? Do you have any concerns that one-on-one that folks might think that Joe Biden might have a hard time standing up to Bernie Sanders?
I think the concern I have about this debate is both about Biden and Sanders. We've got to now start talking about how we beat Donald Trump and where the real ogre is. And I think it's the responsibility of both of them to be extraordinarily appreciative to each other for what they've both brought to this debate. And Bernie has done us a huge service in raising issues that I fought for all my life. And frankly, Bernie's got to show some appreciation of the fact that Joe has some extraordinary talents, too. And I think we've got to find ways to turn this debate into a debate about Bernie and Biden versus Donald Trump, not Sanders versus Biden.
Just in closing, Governor Shumlin, when you look at how the Democratic Party has evolved and changed over the last 4 years, would you agree that Bernie Sanders has had a pretty amazing impact on the policy decisions within the Democratic Party?
Absolutely. And it's all for the better. And he has, you know, we all owe, whether Bernie wins the nomination or not, his participation, his energy, his vision, and his ability to articulate and change the stale politics of America is going to be a huge gift to our future.
On that, we agree.
Well, it's been a great discussion of the dynamics of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary race. Many thanks to our guests today, former Governor Peter Shumlin and Chittenden Senator Chris Pearson. We really appreciate both of you taking the time to be part of this program today.
Thanks for having us.
It was a pleasure, Bob. Thanks.